Aloha, Mike Kako.
Aloha.
Before I begin to speak, because the reason why I'm here, I'm just a single person amongst thousands that represents a movement in Voyaging and represents a huge community. And before I could speak, I need to turn it around and acknowledge Chad, who has been certainly my source of inspiration. We've sailed 30 years, probably 50,000 nautical miles. He's one of a handful of individuals. When I go to sea, I don't want to go without him. Because when things get rough, you can trust him. He'll be there. And you need that kind of trust to be successful, to reach your dreams in voyaging. At the same time, he as the captain and the visionary for Hokuala Ka'i, there was also a captain and visionary by the name of Clayton Bertelman from Waimea, who fundamentally believed that the children on the island of Hawaii deserved quality education, and into doing that, they needed its own canoe. And his brother, arguably with Chad, certainly the world's greatest navigators, his brother, Shorty Bertelman, and as well as Clayton's daughter and Shorty's niece, Pomaya Bertelman, and her husband, Chad Paishan, who are the leadership, who are the ones who carry the responsibility of keeping those canoes sailing for future generations like them. I also do want to thank the fact that, having been from the outside looking in, opening the doors to Imiloa today has not been an easy path. It's been a long one, and it's been a struggle. I see all of you here are part of that struggle, trying to bring a sense of balance and equality to our values as a people from this land. I want to thank the leadership, certainly with Peter Giles. Frankly, Imiloa would not be that place where we balance values if there was not a leader who had the courage to take on the complexities and difficulties of the struggle. Culture, science, heritage, technology. Why are they pulled apart so deeply within this society? Peter Giles had the choice to put it on the table or take it off. Imiloa would be probably like no other astronomy center if he took it off. It'd be like anything else in the world. But this is not like any place in the world. This is Hawaii. It's special. It's unique. It's our home. And Kayu Kimura, who's been here for 5 years, who knows the struggle better than anybody else, kind of a stabilizing force that day to day, through all the struggles and sometimes the abuse, withstood it all and stayed strong and stayed committed to the path. I thank all of you for all that 6 years of work and the thousands in this community that brought it here today. But from my kind of humble point of view, the genesis of Imiloa may have begun 30 years ago, in a different decade, in the 70s, a time of turbulence, a time of change, a time of recognizing Native people's values. The 70s were interesting. In the mid-70s, that I understand, was a number of visions, but one of them was the placing of a telescope by NASA on top of Mauna Kea, with the hopes and aspirations of being able to take starlight, our cosmic history, and answer some of the deeper human questions. Where does this universe come from? Where does our island Earth come from? Powerful thoughts, powerful tools of exploration. And at the same time, in the mid-70s, a voyaging canoe was launched. And the visionaries of Herb Kawainui Kane called it Hokulea. and the great, great master navigator, Mao Pialuk, competence, intelligence, courage, and above all his values was caring for a native people who were wounded, and took that canoe down the wake of our ancestors, pulled Tahiti out of the sea, brought dignity and honor, certainly to a culture that deserved it, and gave pride to our children. Mau Pialuk Hokulea were part supporting a movement of change, a change that was saying that Hawaii at its core is grounded in the culture of Native Hawaiians and their values. That the time of looking at ourselves as second rate is over. We need to look at ourselves through strength. And he used starlight to find Tahiti. These two powerful communities that were using the light of stars never came together, never saw the connection, seemed disconnected, science and culture. Things changed. The movement was strong. The movement was demanding respect and acknowledgement for its strengths over time. And it was inevitable. It was inevitable. In the 1990s, it was brought together. Because of a sacred place called Mauna Kea and a University of Hawaii draft plan called the Mauna Kea Science Plan. It was brought together here, Rose, on this campus, in that campus center. And it was put on the table. You were here. And you're here today. Wai ora kumemea, ahui ka ahumanu. Haleo na li'i. You were here to defend your values. At the same time, there was hours and hours of testimony from science. I come from a strong science background. I believe in looking at the world through that lens. It's a powerful lens. I sat there as on a member of the Board of Regents. Hours of testimony, morning to night, hundreds of people exercising, articulating what they believed is right, but disconnected. It was tearing me up because it seemed to me, as hard as we all sat there defending our sets of values, somehow I sensed that we were becoming victims of the process. Everybody was getting hurt. And I sat back and said, if those children are the ones that we hold as the highest priority, we cannot allow them to come into a world that's broken, come into a world that's divided across values that to some degree are the same. If it's about them and it's about starlight, why can't we get together? Why are we torn apart? I felt to some degree the cornerstone of the strength of this land, being its people, was being torn apart. That we had segregated communities. All valid testimony, all valid beliefs from two different parts of our worlds that so embedded in why we're different that we could never see why we were alike. Hawaii's too special. We need to pull together. Today's a special day. We have Imiloa. Imiloa, to me, special place. It's a center of what? It's a place where we can come together and integrate and bring together sets of powerful values that at the cornerstone of those values is the importance of exploration. It's a place where we build bridges. Yes, we will cross the bridge of the threshold of those doors, but really it bridges our communities in a way that these children deserve that bridge. Otherwise, like us, they're damaged. Imiloa is a place of deep education. It's a place, and I know this, being a student of navigation, it's a place where we start to articulate the importance of inspiring ourselves to continue to explore, get active in what's happening in the world. We can no longer, as Native Hawaiians, be bystanders. We can no longer, as Native Hawaiians, be just back of the bus. We need to be in the front. Imiloa, yes, it will not deal with, and it should not deal with, every difficult issue that we deal with trying to bring our communities together. But I think what Imiloa is a place to hold tight to inspiration that as long as leadership of Imiloa stays grounded to its original vision, that this is a place to bring together science and culture, our heritage and technology, in a way that inspires deep learning and creates freedom for people to come here and explore. And at the same time, leadership must maintain the original sense of purpose. Imiloa must always be for our children first. If we lose that sense of purpose, Imiloa will be lost. I have a small kind of manini kind of dream in my mind that as we try to bring these communities together to try to shape a world that's around the things we agree opposed to those that tear us apart, is that my dream is that there will be a child that will learn and grow, sail down to Tahiti, pull her out of the sea, continue the pride and dignity that future generations deserve, and that there will be a child that will be an astronomer, and that will go and find amongst the greatest expense of all this universe, its enormous size, go find life someplace else. And my great dream, that child is the same child. And it's from Hawaii. And that's when we find that we have reached a place of great source of pride. And we'll look back at Imiloa as maybe it's one of these that will walk through that threshold, be inspired to become that child. And then we can look back at Imiloa and say, Imiloa has met its kuleana and met its sense of purpose. And for that, I'm very, very honored, deeply honored, to be here amongst all of you who worked so hard to bring that purpose to reality. Mahalo.